From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama says the U.S. faces a new phase in the war on terror. In a late Sunday address to the American people, President Obama said last week's shooting in California represented a new phase in the terror threat.
As we've become better at preventing complex, multifaceted attacks like 9/11, terrorists turn to less complicated acts of violence, like the mass shootings that are all too common in our society. It is this type of attack that we saw at Fort Hood in 2009, in Chattanooga earlier this year, and now in San Bernardino.
The president said the two killers, U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik, had gone down the, quote, dark path of radicalization, embracing what the president called a perverted interpretation of Islam. But he said there is no evidence they were directed by a terror organization overseas or they were part of a broader conspiracy inside the U.S. The two killed 14, wounded 21 at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday. The president said the U.S. military will continue hunting down terror leaders, provide training and equipment to those fighting the IS group in Iraq and Syria, try to cut off terror financing, and prevent IS recruiting efforts, as well as establish a timeline to bring the Syrian conflict to an end. Media reports citing senior security sources say authorities in Burkina Faso have charged a general who led a failed coup in September with complicity in the 1987 assassination of President Thomas Sankara. General Gilbert Diendera, an ally of former President Blaise Compaoré, forced from power a year ago in a popular uprising, already faces charges related to the short-lived coup by the Presidential Guard. This is VOA News. The far-right National Front Party made unprecedented gains in the first round of regional elections in France Sunday. Polling agencies show National Front winning between 27 and 30% support nationwide, followed by former President Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right Republicans and the governing socialists.
Et avec lui, la France relève la tête.
National Front President Marine Le Pen told supporters the people expressed themselves, adding that her party is now the first in France. The election comes as France remains under tight security in the wake of last month's terror attacks in Paris that left 130 dead. A second round of regional elections is scheduled next Sunday. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the strikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Mr. Assad said the IS group cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone, and only the strikes that have been launched by Russia have been effective. The Syrian leader said there has been no moderate opposition during his country's nearly five-year conflict, but rather only extremists. The Syrian leader said if Western and regional support for terrorists ends, that it would take a matter of months to end the conflict. The interim government of Central African Republic Sunday branded rebel leader Noureddine Adam public enemy number one, saying his opposition to forthcoming elections and efforts to partition the country amount to acts of war. Adam's Patriotic Front for the Renaissance of Central Africa is a splinter of the Muslim Salika Rebel Alliance that staged a coup in the country in 2013. He's one of three leaders sanctioned by the UN for fueling sectarian violence in the country. After several delays, the orbital ATK Cygnus spacecraft lifted off without incident Sunday from Cape Canaveral, Florida, with much-needed supplies for the crew members of the International Space Station.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. On the shoulders of Atlas, the SS Deke Slayton II orbital ATK Cygnus spacecraft soars toward the International Space Station.
Cygnus, a joint venture by Lockheed Martin and Boeing, is due to carry more than 3,500 kilograms of food, clothing, supplies, and science experiments to the space station. In October of last year, an orbital Antares rocket packed with supplies blew up shortly after launch. 4 months after announcing he was battling cancer, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told members of his church in Plains, Georgia, there were no signs of the life-threatening disease. In August, Mr. Carter revealed after doctors removed a lesion on part of his liver, they discovered 4 small cancerous lesions on his brain. Radiation treatment soon followed, as well as a course of drug treatment. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.